could a horse, mm-hmm. because there were so many horses they'd bought. That's what they call the wood. You couldn't put one to a wagon a lot of times, and they wouldn't pull and things like that. That horse just wouldn't do it. Now a mule, he was easy to train. And you could take that mule there and long back on and out of the boy, and you had a pair of mules. If you had a big tree and you wanted to snake that thing, by George, if it was 16 feet long and you wanted to snake it out where you could get to it, and they used to have sawmills, you'd snake it out where you could drive up straddle of it with this old log cart.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a young fella.
You mean drag it?
Just drag it where you could get to it. Well, that old log cart, the wheels on the thing would be, I'd say about this high. Yeah, and you just drive straddle the log, and then you had a big long lever. It was just like a big pole, except it was made out of timber. That thing had come up, and you had clamps that hooked to that log,
uh-huh.
and then you could just pull it down by it and just fasten it, and you take that, and after the sawmill you'd go. I've hauled logs a many a day, son, now the young fella.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Good God. Did you ever use any bigger animals to haul logs and horses?
Back when we came along, the way they got the logs that I saw the mill was just like I'm telling you. They had what they call a log cart.
Yes.
And that thing, you could just drive straddle of a big log. Oh, you take a tree like that right there, you cut that thing down, drive straddle of it, and you could take that thing and pick it up, by Joe, and carry that thing by Joe to the mill.
Now,
oh yeah. Now, if the weight was most too heavy, I have hauled pines, and it'd be 16 foot, and say I'd get about not exactly halfway, but 8 feet would be halfway, don't you see? I'd get about 9 foot, leave about 9 foot on the back, and pick up the front, and then the back of it, if it drove the ground just a little bit, mm-hmm. why, that didn't make no difference.
I see.
And it helped to lighten the load.
Oh, okay. Now, about the wagon, back from the trace, did you have a thing that the traces came that were hitched to on the wagon? What were the parts of a wagon?
Well, two horse wagons.
The traces came back and hitched up some, didn't they?
There was what they call a stay chain, I believe,
yes.
on some of the wagons way back.
Did you have a bar of wood across, where the traces were hitched to?
Well, now, you had a body that fit over the standards. In other words, it had a cross piece made in front and one in the back, see? And the body fit over that.
Yes, sir.
And now, if I just bite it, if you hardly ever in the world would do it, but you could uncouple the back wheel from the front wheel on the, it had what they call a coupling pole.
Uh-huh.
And you could uncouple the back section from the front. And a few times in my life, I've seen people ride that would take the front section, and they'd think that I'm gonna move me a piece of log or a log or something like that with it,